If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back, a rainy Monday, on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. How we doing, Ike?
I'm doing pretty good, Brother Spike. Welcome back off a good weekend. The Fightins took it to the Dodgers.
Yes, wake up.
Won this series. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
Not on
Never
this side.
Never a doubt. A lot of baseball still left to play, and that's why I turn to the youngest, the simplest. Some would say the innocent, the most innocent on the show, Jackie Baseball. How about you, boy?
Ringthebellbook.com heating up. They're 3-1 since the book was announced. Beautiful, beautiful weekend of baseball.
Beautiful weekend of baseball. Not a beautiful weekend of weather, but beautiful weekend of baseball for sure. It's going to be a big show like it always is. And I am starting it off with a big old told you so, told you so, told you so, told you so. The Phillies winning 2 out of 3 from the big bad Dodgers. They are different this year. This year's Phillies, we may see a lot of the same faces. You know, lineup looks a lot the same. The rotation looks a lot the same. Change here, change there. But the Phillies this year are different. We need to erase the scar of the Mets series and realize that this team has gotten, as far as record goes, regular season has gotten better each year. But the most important thing this year is that they're approaching this season in a different way, a way that we requested that they do, that I'm not even sure I believe they could do, and it is showing on the field, right? Their strikeout rate is down. Their approach to the plate, that's what everybody wanted. I mean, we could talk about the little things, but the approach to the plate, they don't want them chasing. So their chase rate is down. Their strikeout rate is down. Their walk rate is up. The daycare is gone, right? We're not celebrating every win like it's a world championship.
Well, one guy's kind of still in the daycare.
Who's that?
Boom.
Oh, well, right. Different daycare. He's in the corner with a dunce hat on. Boom. Bryce Harper, vocal leader, right? Something I don't even think that we thought we would see out of Bryce Harper. And they're 7-2, and the Dodgers came in this weekend without a loss, without one loss, and they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. This team is just like, they're different. They are a different Phillies team than we have seen in years prior, specifically at the end of last year.
God.
Believe it.
Yeah, well, this is the problem here. And I've been listening to this today.
Yep.
You know, from the camera to Giglio to yourself.
Yes.
Did y'all have a meeting this weekend
no,
or something?
No, I said it the first game. I said 19 good strikeouts. It's been different since the first game.
That was nonsense. 19 good strikeouts.
I'm telling you.
No.
It's different.
No. Well, it'll be different. Is it different in the end? I don't know what their record was after 9 games last year. What was their record? I don't know. Were they 7-2 last year after 9 games?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're closer to 500 to start last year.
Okay, I don't know. I just know they were the best team in baseball for the most part.
A month in.
Last year, yes.
Yes,
they were the best team in baseball for the first half of the season. I'm sorry, Spike, and I know it's raining outside, but I don't want to be the wet blanket for everyone. And I really am going to try not to be the wet blanket. But there is something to the idea of overreacting. And I would say it the other way if they were 2-7. I mean, anyone that would be overreacting, wanting to fire the manager, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy, I would still say they're 2-7. It's too early in the season. A lot of baseball left to be played. I am encouraged by what I'm seeing from this team early in the season. The chase rate, least amount of strikeouts, all those things are all positives. Yes, you talked about the things everybody complained about all offseason, wanted to see them get better at. It's great that they've shown that through the first 2 weeks of the season. I got no problem with that. I won't even quibble or nitpick whether they're hitting against starters and it's only the bullpen. I don't even care about all that nonsense. That's for you guys that want to dig deep into it. I'll take it for what I see it on the surface as. They are playing good baseball right now. They're not playing perfect baseball right now. I mean, Sanchez, that wasn't a great outing yesterday.
No.
Sanchez, that wasn't a great outing yesterday.
No.
Sanchez. So,
it was fine.
So,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, 1 minute we're putting him as a Cy Young award
right,
winner.
For sure.
And
yes, absolutely.
So my only point is that everything isn't necessarily going great. It's room to get better. Bryce hasn't even hit his power surge yet. And he's sputtering around at the plate. I like what I'm seeing, though. I like what I'm seeing. But I've also seen enough to know that it's too early. We can enjoy it, but it's too early to start making proclamations. It's damn sure too early to be thumping your chest about how right you are about anything. It's way too early for that.
That is disgusting work, yeah, by
that's
the
way. Way too early.
I was right about a lot of things so far this year. We go through a list later.
We got 9 games.
Yes, and these 9 games mean as much to me as the 4 games in the Mets series last year. More. These 9 games mean more to me than the 4 games in the Mets series last year. They
now
do.
You got to break that one down to me because I don't understand that at all.
They do because all those 4 games did was reaffirm what I had at least already believed about the Phillies from the 3 months prior, right? Like they were a dead team. They were dead in the water when they played the Mets. They had been dead for 2 months. All the Mets series was a coronation of what had already happened. Them approaching this we talked about the ability to be different at this age, right? The core of the team over 30, can they really approach things different, especially when they've had so much success in their individual careers in the regular season, not championships, but they can say, hey, look, we won 95 games. We don't need to do anything different. Hey, look, we had a top 5 offense. We don't need to do anything different. All those things. And they're doing the things different. And they are. And the fact that they are doing that is meaningful.
Well, they couldn't say that. The idea that they could just say we're doing it the way we've been doing it.
To themselves.
Well, yeah, but then there would be consequences for the results.
I guess, but the results in the regular season were fine last year. Like, I think they could have chalked it up to that's baseball. I think they really could have, especially the way they talked after that series. I didn't feel like a desperation from them after this series. So to come into this year and really be doing the things that we knew they needed to do. We didn't even know that they could do it, right, at this point in their career. We asked plenty of experts over the offseason. Mm-hmm. Can a team really change their approach? Can a player really change their approach when they're 30, 32 years old? And they have done it.
Through 9 games.
Yes, and we're seeing the results from it. But every time they win a game and every time they win a series, it just reaffirms for them that they're doing the right thing.
That's fine.
It just feels different to me.
But for us, it says do it in October.
But are we going to do that all year?
Yeah.
See, I don't think that's fair.
Well. I mean, it's the same thing we'd do with the Sixers.
But then, I guess
it's the same thing we would do with the Sixers. If the Eagles were to make it to the playoffs every year but lose in the first round, if they were the Cowboys, never make it into an NFC championship game, no one would care. We wouldn't care that they started off 4-0. Or 3-0. We would say, get to the playoffs and show me something different.
Because obviously you went through this. Like I think this is not a shot at Ike, but I'm making a point, I promise. I promise I'm making a point. It was different to say...
Careful with the knife.
Never. I would never do that.
You don't need to twist it too hard.
No. I'm just saying, like, it was easy to say in 04 it was different because T.O. got there. But I don't think when you... In 03 it was like, wow, this team's different. Like,
right, you know, I agree. Yes, 0-2.
But when you add T.O. in that, it's changing the science of the team, the chemistry of the team.
And I got news for you. Even with T.O. being here, that was a new excitement to the team. It still was about the postseason. it still was about the postseason. The only thing that made it different that year is that, like you just said, we had a new player, so people could find something to be excited about that was different with the season. The Phillies didn't give us that this year. So we're looking at essentially the same team with the obviously Lizardo and Kepler is here.
Yep. Bermano.
But for the most part,
yeah. It's a bum.
It's the same team. And again, I'm not poo-pooing the team. I'm happy. I'm good with it. But the idea that somehow this is a I told you so moment and the team is great. No, you would feel different. If the moment this team goes on a 3 or 4 game losing streak, they lose a couple of series. I'm not going to hear all of this. I'm not going to hear how great they are right now.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phils are different this year? Do you feel a difference in the team this year compared to last year and previous years? Jack, what do you think?
So I think there's different aspects, but I'm more on Ike's side than your side. I like how serious they're taking the beginning of the year. I think Thompson's actually shown a lot of urgency, which I like. Mm-hmm. But again, there are stuff that I don't like. I think they have 3 reliable arms in the bullpen. How is that going to sustain the entire year? I agree with you with the chase percentage is great. Walk percentage is great. Not striking out great. They're also, you want to do more analytics? 27th in hard hit percentage. So like there's good signs on offense, but there's also some bad over the weekend, some bad situational stuff. So good weekend. I think they outplayed the Dodgers for a majority of it. It's also a marquee series for the Phillies. That's not a marquee series for the Dodgers.
Well, but they rose to a marquee series. Like,
that's great.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm trying to get in the mind of everyone here. We spent the entire offseason talking about them doing one thing. Yeah. Stop chasing. Put the bat on the ball. Mm-hmm. Take walks when they're there. And they're doing those things.
And we're going to acknowledge those things.
And say that the team is playing different. They are
playing different, Spike. But it doesn't mean that everyone all of a sudden now believes this is the team that's going to go and win the World Series. Unfortunately for them, this is what we are with the team. I'm sorry, Ike. I don't. Again, I would say the same thing if they were 2-7 or 4-5. I'd be like, it's early in the season. A lot of baseball left to go. I'm not going to overreact right now.
But if they were 2-7 showing the same things that we had seen in previous years, I think
we would be yelling about it.
We would be yelling about it.
Of course we would.
So we see a better team than we've seen at the start of any of these years doing those different things. Like, I don't know. I feel like they deserve this sort of like
after
commendation.
9 games?
Yes.
Nah.
Well, they can only play 9 games.
We were ready to fire the damn Eagles coach after 4 games last year. The quarterback's dunk, right? Like we went through all that when they were 2-2, right? And now all of a sudden, after 9 games, we should be praising everybody.
I think we should. Yes, I think that we should praise them. I think what they have done is praiseworthy. It's surprising to me, and anyone who says it's not surprising to them is lying. Anyone who said that I knew they were.
What's been so surprising that they stopped swinging at bad pitches?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
It is. That was a hallmark of the Phillies last year, especially the second half of the year. As the season was slipping away, those last couple months of the year, that Mets series, all we saw was them swinging at pitches out of the zone. All we saw was them going up and everybody trying to hit a home run. All we saw was them trying to get on a hot streak. Yeah. And it's different this year. It's different with Castellanos. It's been different with Turner. It's been like, and for all of my, you know, insults about the two starting lineup thing, like so far so good. I still wish they would just start Trey Turner leading off every game, but I think they deserve the credit for changing what we thought couldn't be changed.
Yeah, but how much credit? Like what are we talking about? We can do it. That a boy. Good job, fellas. I'm glad to see you guys actually did what we've been preaching about for I don't know how long, right? I'm glad they decided to do it. Although Dave Dombrowski as recently it was I believe it was last week or the week before, or maybe right when the season started, said the whole chase rate stuff was overrated.
Lineup construction was overrated.
I'm just saying.
Well, but he also pointed to our chase rate not being as bad as everyone said.
I'm just
that guy's a fraud. Get him out of here.
All I'm saying is I'm enjoying what I'm watching. I am.
It's different.
I want to keep it going.
Right.
I want to keep it going. And unfortunately for them, it's not going to stop us from talking about the team every day. We're going to do that. We're going to evaluate the team every day. But no matter what, it's what they do in the postseason.
Well, ultimately, yes, it's what they do in the postseason. But I think during the year, we have to watch and sort of assess for ourselves what we think the postseason might be like. And this year,
I do that with 150 games still to go.
It is, but so far so good, and not just wins, and not again, not just wins, not just production. It's their approach has been different, and the Bryce Harper being vocal about what players need to do and those things, that is a monstrous difference too, because he's never been that.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah,
they had a 3-game stretch there, right? The last one against Colorado, and the first two against the Dodgers. I don't know about chase rate. I don't know about all the other nonsense. All I know is we scored about a total of 6 runs in 3 games.
Right. By the way, my call board was messed up.
I could have told you the damn board was lit up.
Well, but I had 0.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
That's what
that look was for?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I had 0 on my thing. I was like, nobody wants to talk about
it. Everyone hates the Phillies?
Yeah.
They're lined up.
Were you about to turn into Jolly?
No. Next question real quick. I there was nothing. There was 0 on here. That's why I hit the button. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Next question. So Houston is in the NCAA championship tonight. Houston, this school in particular, was good in the 80s. So for next question today, when you get to the end of your sports point, we're just going to ask you something very simple. What was big in the 80s? Could be a person, could be whatever it is. What was big in the 80s? Jack, what was big in the 80s?
Mustaches.
Oh, they were.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
That might be the first side question you got.
Oh, you nailed that one.
That was a good one. Yeah.
You get Selleck.
Brent
his face?
Selleck?
No.
Richard Pryor.
Tom Selleck. Richard Pryor.
Keith Hernandez.
Eddie Murphy. Yes. Yeah. Oh, mustaches were big. Yes. Yeah. Ike.
Big fan of Mike Quick.
Mike Quick, yes.
Big fan of the mustache.
Yes. Ike, what was big in the 80s?
I'm going to go with Joe Montana.
He was the biggest in the 80s.
Joe Montana was big in the 80s.
I would have never bet there would have been a quarterback better than Joe Montana. We're watching Joe Montana.
Hated
in the 80s.
Joe Montana.
Oh, did you?
He beat my Bengals twice in the Super Bowl. Yeah,
right,
hated
yes.
Joe Montana.
And for me, I went from a movie to a person, because when I think of the 80s, I think of my mom and my sister watching Dirty Dancing over and over and over and over again. So I'm going Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze was big in the 80s. Patrick Swayze had a real moment. He was the guy, and it started with Dirty Dancing.
Started with Daryl and the Outsiders.
I did start with the Outsiders. Another good flick, by the way. All right. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies different this year? And next question today, based on Houston being in the NCAA championship game, what was big in the 80s? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, somebody need to check his drink. Check his drink. Make sure he all right.
Who?
I don't know what Spike talking about.
What?
First of all, you got you positive guy now? What you have some kind of?
I just call him like I see him.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
First of all, listen.
Yes.
What are we? 7-2.
Yes.
9 games in. We got a million more games to play. We optimistic, you know, about the Phillies. We happy what they doing. But it's like you up here acting like, oh, it's just a new change team. I'm not about to get up here and praise these dudes for not chasing. Why? They shouldn't do that.
Because that's what we wanted them to do. This is crazy. No. If you want to bring up your guy or whatever, if I repeatedly said that Jalen Hurts needs to throw the ball more and he threw the ball more, I would say there he is. He's throwing the ball more. If we say all offseason they need to not chase and they're not chasing and you're like, well, but they're major league players. I don't understand. Everybody's a major league player that we're watching. And they were major league players who chased. And now they're not chasing.
You stepped into the trap. Hold up. Didn't we tell Jalen not to turn the ball over? And you ain't praising for that. You said that's his job, right?
He didn't turn the ball over because he didn't throw the ball. He didn't throw the ball. They are going up for at-bats.
Turn the ball over.
Oh, my God. You are brutal. He didn't throw the ball, Corey, which is why he didn't turn the ball over.
We told them to stop chasing. They stopped chasing, right?
Yes, that is good.
Good job.
That's it.
We told Jalen to stop turning the ball over. Now he ain't throwing up. Come on now.
No. It is sad. It's sad you've resorted to
that. That's a fair point, Corey. I kind of like that.
It's not a fair point.
All I know is, listen, I love the Phillies. I'm glad they beat the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? We beat them, and we did what we wanted them to do. Win the first game, win the third game. Romano is not a good pitcher. Also, Sosa, I don't know if he need to be an everyday player, but we need to move on from Alec Bohm.
Thank you.
215.
He cried too much. Like Elliott tried to compare him to A.J. Brown. Come on, E.
No, he compared him to Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it was sad. It was one of his saddest takes. Yeah.
I think on Saturday he kind of did. I think it was a Goldberg he brought up to A.J. Brown. But come on.
Oh, so he's changing up his take because he got bullied on the afternoon show. Interesting.
Nah, come on, man. Like, I don't have time for this. We playing baseball games. It's a grown man game. You in the major league. Thompson doing your job. Bryce Harper, you're being a leader. I'm a big Bryce Harper fan. I got to put the disclaimer out there. But you're doing what we wanted you to do. You're being a leader. I'm not going to praise these guys for doing their jobs. We don't do that for nobody else. I'm going to step into your box real quick. When Embiid out here getting triple-doubles and stuff, and they losing the game, I mean, the Phillies is winning, and Embiid doing his job, people kill him, right? So I'm not going to give them no credit for doing what they supposed to be doing. When you do what you're supposed to be doing, we happy about that. We beating the Dodgers. All right, let's keep it up. Like, we still got
okay, what, so we'll go back to Jalen for a second. When Jalen didn't turn the ball over, you didn't praise him for it?
Let me answer the question.
You didn't praise him all year long?
Here we go. I never gave him a big deal about turning the ball over. Y'all did that. So what I'm saying is when you criticize him about turning the ball over, when he don't turn it over, don't make an excuse. When you criticize the Phillies for chasing, that's what we told him to do. You told Jalen not to turn the ball over, and he didn't. Don't give me another excuse for why he not turning the ball over.
Because he didn't throw. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. You saying that he didn't turn the ball over because he didn't throw would be like the Phillies not chasing because they didn't have at-bats.
We got a lot of – Jalen season's over. Jalen got a
okay, all right. Give us something.
We got a lot of Philly season left. Let's hope they don't chase for 147 more games.
Okay. All right, fine. Fingers crossed. Why don't you give us something or someone that was big in the 80s?
All right, the mixtape. That's when the mixtape
oh, yes.
Mixtape didn't come out in the damn 80s?
Well, I mean, cassettes, though. You there were no cassettes in the 70s.
Like mixtapes, like rap mixtapes.
Well, yeah, but even that was 80s. That wasn't 70s.
Late 90s.
No.
Mixtapes, rap mixtapes?
Well, no, I mean, like, no, I think that was 80s. Now, mixtapes the way they are now, where one artist puts out an album and calls it a mixtape, that is not. But mixtapes in terms of, like, making, like somebody making a tape with two turntables and selling it on the corner, whatever.
Yeah, that was really a mixtape.
You don't think so? Oh, all right. Well, Corey, I support
him. Promise a good answer, though.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. He wasn't going to win.
Nah, he wasn't going to win anyway. Nobody wins.
No one actually wins. Yeah.
Nobody wins anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up on the Jalen thing.
No. Okay. No. I'm in a good place with that stuff, believe it or not. I think it's unfair to say we want them to do X, and they do it, and we say, whoa, that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, like, they didn't do it last year. They didn't do it the year before. And they were reasonably successful not doing it. So to say, like, okay, you know, you did what you were supposed to do, and the Bryce leadership thing, I think we could do a whole show on that, honestly, because nobody on this show, when we had talked about that, thought that that was who he was. You know, he's a lead by example guy, that he's not a lead by what he says. But he has been a lead by what he says guy this year.
Okay.
I think more than he had previous. More than
but
doesn't
he mean had he hasn't been a leader, though.
No, but a different kind of leader.
Sure, Brian Dawkins was the same way.
Yeah.
Dalton wasn't very vocal early in his career.
Right.
Became more vocal later in his career.
Okay. Coming up next, the Pittsburgh Pirates are a terrible franchise, and they proved it again. This past week. And they put one of our friends in a terrible position as well. So we'll get to that. Do you think the Phillies are different this year? They're 7-2, 2-3 from the Dodgers. Are they different? And next question today is, give us something or someone that was big in the 80s. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You believe in life after love.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This is in the 80s, right?
No, this song is in the 90s, but Cher was big in the 80s,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we round down.
Yeah.
This was sort of like a comeback for Cher.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this feels 80s.
This was the one of the first songs to use auto-tune as a as an effect in the song.
Well, one of the worst things that ever happened in the music industry.
Well, oh, stop it.
Auto-tune?
Yeah. Well, the,
am I right?
Gave us T-Pain.
Well, yeah, the auto-tune that you can hear. They used auto-tune before, but just to make it seem like people who couldn't sing could sing.
Yeah, so. Come on, man. Roger was using auto-tune.
Roger?
Troutman.
Oh, yes.
Computer love.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. This was quite a moment. I could, you know, you keep mixing around the 230, what you do at 230. It was supposed to be 230.
Well, I was trying to do 230 80s because we're talking about the 80s stuff today. Figured that song was in the 80s. Turns out it wasn't.
Was not.
Yep. Yeah. It's still 230 90s.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the question. Does this Phillies team seem different, yes or no? What do you think the poll results are?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Feels different.
Yep.
Let's go 64%.
So it's actually nearly 50-50.
Okay.
51.7% say yes, and 48.3% say no.
I got to start locking in better. I've been off the last couple
of
weeks.
It is. You were pretty on point for months, and last few weeks.
I mean, I'm not reading the fans well.
Not quite as well. Are you not a man of the people? Are you are you an elite?
No.
Are you a coastal elite
now? What has happened is I think on a few of them I've oversold. Like with this one, I thought they would feel more that way. More or less, it's probably more people. What was the question again?
Does this Phillies team feel different?
So it's probably more people who are saying it doesn't feel any different than I thought.
Than you thought.
Would be coming off of this series. See, that's what I was really judging it off of. Are you feeling good? It's a Monday. Well, coming off the Dodgers series.
We talked about that on Friday. Not just if they won two of three, but if they won the first one and the third one.
Right.
Which they did. And then yesterday sort of battling back after it looked like they blew the game. Yesterday felt like a loss like a couple of different times.
Sure.
It felt like a loss to me. The way the game started, it felt like a loss. Mm-hmm. When we blew the lead, it felt like a loss. So the fact that they come through and they win the game, the bar, it seems, for people to really believe in this Phillies team is as high as you are setting it for most people.
Yeah, and that's the sense I get, and I think it's legitimate. I think it's fair. I really do. When you're a team that has the talent and potential that this team has, coming off the run they've gone on the last 3 years, considering where we are as a sports climate in this city, I'm not saying we're spoiled or anything of that nature. I'm just saying championships is what this town wants.
I just don't. Sorry, my bad.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying championships is what they want. And the idea of getting close and just being happy with a team that gets close isn't satisfying anymore. That, like, they had that grace period. They had that. They 3 years of that.
Yeah, but and we can be upset at the end. I don't know. It's strange to me that
I don't think people are going to be impressed by regular season wins.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's the Dodgers, and I know the Dodgers lore. I just think that people, not to say they don't care, because I think people are watching and they're consuming and they watch the games, but I don't think they're going to be, wow, this is amazing.
But it's not so to me, it truly isn't. Now, if they had lost 2 or 3, would I have come in and said they're different? But to me, it is not just about them winning games, because you're right, they have won games. Last year, they won more games in the regular season than this core of Phillies have ever won. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the most successful regular season they had. I would say, even though the team fell apart last year in the playoffs, I would actually say that during the season, it felt like the best team, the most legitimate Phillies team of the last few years. So I guess I understand on some level that they're not going to be, you know, happy until the playoffs. But the thing, I keep going back to it. I'm amazed that the thing that we wanted, maybe it's because the Sixers, I for years have wanted a certain thing to happen and it never happens. But us wanting them to approach at bats differently, and them actually doing it is stunning to me.
I'll throw this in there. I think we all understand that the postseason matters. So I don't even want to sort of be disingenuous with us as fans by saying that only thing that matters is the postseason.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. What I believe is, there's a part of us that also is guarded against getting overly excited about a team when there's so much baseball left to play.
That's
because
right.
We did get excited last year. We were best team in baseball. Yeah, like we were over the top excited just a year ago.
Yep.
So it's hard to come back the next year and do it again. Like, it was over 40,000 plus every game this weekend. So it's not that people didn't go out and watch and people didn't come out and enjoy them.
They're just not getting revved up.
Yeah, just not getting revved up.
It actually sort of reminds me of what, like, when you were playing Nintendo and you would get to the last level of the last thing or whatever, Mario Brothers, and you would die and you'd have to start at 1-1 again.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, I don't feel like playing this game anymore. You know, it would take a day or two for you to get back and want to try again. I get it. 215-592-9494. Uncle Jamie, you're on WIP. What's up, Uncle Jamie?
Spike, Ike, Jack, good to speak to you all. So let me frame this to you in how I think about it. I think John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski sat down and they're watching the press conference of Jeffrey Lurie. And Jeffrey Lurie's talking about culture. He's talking about leaders lead. He's talking about how analytics has helped their operation. He's talking about how their primetime performers perform in prime time. I think you get all that together. I think a guy like Bryce Harper, I think a guy like Middleton, Dombrowski understand it. That infuses into the team. And you see these guys with a renewed focus on delivering the goods when it matters. And I think it directly results to the Eagles' success in this town.
Yeah. So you think the Phillies' success is because of the Eagles' success in a certain way?
In the regards of the focus that you're seeing on this team right now, I think it's a direct result of what the Eagles have done in this town to reframe in this city what a winner is. And I think John Middleton takes great pride in being a good owner, and he sees Jeffrey Lurie up there in a celebratory mood, and having an organization that not just in the city, but nationally is respected. And I think John Middleton says, you know what? I paid my money. I did the same thing Jeffrey Lurie does. I bought some great players in. Where's my benefit? Where's my seriousness? Where's our title? And I think that's what you're seeing in the organization right now.
I think that trickles down
to
everybody else.
Do you think, Ike, I could see it from a player standpoint. I could see it in any profession. If somebody who does what you do in the same city comes in and is better or succeeds at
having
a level that
success,
you haven't,
yeah.
I suppose it could raise your... You know, raise your commitment to it or understand. I don't think it's impossible, right?
Now, not to toot, you know, my own horn.
We don't do that here.
Well, I'm just saying, we set the bar back then. Everybody else wasn't necessarily winning.
Well, that's a good point.
We were doing the winning.
Yes. Well, that's a good point.
To an extent.
So you wouldn't have felt that because.
In other words, I didn't feel that from any other team.
Right.
In the city.
Yeah. It's an interesting theory, Uncle Jamie.
The big difference, Ike,
is
the big difference between your great teams and the current generation of the Eagles, obviously, is that they won the title.
Well, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was being nice to you, Ike. I was being nice.
No, that's obvious. Yes, that's obvious.
Uncle Jamie, give us someone or something that was big in the 80s.
Oh, here's a big answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Thriller, baby. Thriller.
Yes.
I remember as a kid watching that
on
the edge of my seat.
It was
you could have just said Michael.
Yes. Well, Thriller, thank you for the call, Uncle Jamie. Thriller, I remember, was on MTV every hour they showed that video.
Yes, sir.
And then the making of Thriller was on MTV every third hour.
Yeah.
That was the biggest video that I could remember of the 80s when that came out.
I'll say this. I think... Back to what we were saying with Uncle Jamie.
Yeah.
The Phillies winning in 08, I think, put pressure on the other teams in town. Probably more the Eagles than any other team.
Sure.
Because the Eagles had so many opportunities. You know, we had so many opportunities to win and didn't cash in. And it seemed like the Phillies, they didn't do it in 07. They bowed out quick. But the first time they made a run in the playoffs, they won the World Series.
Well, and the other thing that I wonder if the Eagles felt, and I think this might be from an ownership and management perspective more than players, but maybe the Eagles for the first time in a long time felt like, oh my God, we're not the biggest thing going.
There's
right
no
now.
Doubt.
And it probably drove Jeffrey Lurie
There's
insane.
There's no doubt. Dude, you remember that back then, there was a little bit of a... us versus them,
right?
Whose town?
Yeah,
like it really, and it's great to see now that all the teams seem to support one another. It's great to see, but it did have a feeling to it that it was no, this is a football town. No, this is a baseball town. And when the Phillies won the World Series, you can say whatever town you want to say it was. The Phillies were the only champion.
Yes.
In town,
it felt like a baseball town.
Yes,
at the moment.
Of course it did. And the Eagles were going through a downtime during that time.
Well, and I'm not saying that it bothers John Middleton that the Eagles won the Super Bowl. That's certainly not what I'm saying. But it probably drives him crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it bothers him that his team hasn't won.
Right.
That's really what happens. You're happy that the other owner has done well, but then you say to yourself, hold on, I put together a good ball club too.
I spent as much money as any team in baseball.
Exactly.
Why is the Parkway not full of red on one day is of, you know, midnight green?
Yes, sir. Because from his perspective, I'm doing my part as an owner.
Right. Right.
I'm doing my part. I'm giving out big contracts. I'm giving my GM the freedom to do things, right? I'm building an analytics department. I'm rebuilding the farm system. All the stuff that we need to be a winning organization.
I hired the general manager that wins championships.
Right.
I'm doing everything, but I don't have that, and that's all that I want.
Yep.
And I'm sure it drives him crazy. Yep. I'm sure it does. 215-592-9494. Jack, before we get to the phones, why don't you tell everybody about the place where you got to buy appliances?
Yeah, my parents got their dishwasher in from National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes.
That was a great experience.
Yes, I went over there for my kitchen.
Listen, National Appliance Warehouse, almost as hot as the baseball team.
Some would say better selection.
Yeah, well,
certainly, would you look at bullpen versus bullpen?
The great part of a National Appliance Warehouse, you never had to beg them to change.
No.
Like you did.
That's a good point. That is a good point. They are committed to excellence without anybody heckling them for
it. Don't worry about their chase, right?
Because
guess what? They'll get it right in the zone all the time. National Appliance Warehouse is truly different. And listen, I know builders, designers, contractors, you're working hard for your clients. When they they need their new appliances, go to National Appliance Warehouse, and there's a couple reasons why. One, you're going to get the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also, tax-free Delaware helps. Also, a great savings event's always going on, so you're going to get the great price. You're going to get the right appliance. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom. Everything you could possibly need appliance-wise is at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stamatkin has built a truly great team down there of experienced professionals. You walk in there, you feel like family. And on top of that, they do it all. Installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Visit NationalAppliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz said you.
I told them Fritz sent me. They looked at me with a blank look.
Disagree? They said, that's our guy.
I said to Val, we were walking in there, and I was like, watch this. I said, Fritz sent me. Total blank look. Had no idea what I was talking about.
Hold on. I was told confetti from the ceilings. Big deal.
So we're lucky enough to have great ownership with our baseball team, a good baseball team. Pittsburgh Pirates, not necessarily the same. Their fans, I don't think, like their owners very much. So the Pirates had, Ike, a wall in right field that was 21 feet high and had a logo on it with the number 21 to commemorate Roberto Clemente.
Yes.
They decided they wanted to sell advertising on their wall, and they sold that advertising to our friends at Surfside. And, you know, they asked Surfside, do you want an advertisement, at our stadium? And of course they said yes. What they, I don't think, told them at all was we're going to take down the Roberto Clemente.
Pennant and number.
Unbelievable. They thought nobody would notice. So the Pirates president said this: we did not intend to disrespect the legacy of Roberto Clemente by adding the advertisement to the pad in the right field. When we added the advertisement to the pad, it was an oversight to keep the 21 logo. This is ultimately on me, not anyone else in the organization. It was an honest mistake. We will be adding the 21 logo back to the pad.
Like, honest mistake.
Can you imagine? You're Surfside. You're like, hey, we got a logo in the wall. No, then you find out they just casually removed the Roberto Clemente.
Yeah. I would love to be in the meeting where they decide, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take down 21.
Yes, we're just going to take. No one will notice. Don't worry. The greatest player in the history of the franchise, or the most legendary player in the history of the franchise.
Well, imagine taking down Jackie Robinson's number to move it somewhere else.
Or to put an ad on it.
Well, that's fine. But my thing is, at what point don't you discuss the number coming down and saying, what are we going to do with it next? Like, so it's one thing to say, we moved it here. This is where it's going to be at.
Right.
This and that and the other. I think people will understand that. It's still up. Right, it's in a prominent place as long as it's not hidden somewhere. But to act as if it was just an oversight and my bad.
Well, to your point, they actually have to decide. Let's remove the Clemente thing. And you could imagine imagine that you're in the advertiser and they told you what we're thinking is just we're going to remove the Roberto Clemente thing and we're just going to put a Surfside can there. If I were Surfside, I'd be like, well, could you find a different
wall? They
probably
didn't tell Surfside.
No,
yes,
of course not.
Yeah.
Yes, you would be like, find a different wall, you know, or unbelievable.
That's on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they
seriously, that's one of your own.
Well, and everybody involved in the decision to say, because more than one person has to be involved in removing the 21.
Yes. Yes. Where are we putting this up at? Does anybody know where is this? Well, hold on. We're not putting this back up somewhere?
Yes. The guy that removes it. He's out there pulling it off. He's like, hey, where's the 21 going?
Where are we putting it at now?
Nowhere?
Well, this can't be right.
No. Nowhere?
Yeah, nowhere.
You don't want to just move it over? All right. 215-592-9494.
At least they do have Paul Skeens, though.
Yes, they He's do have Paul Skeens. Yeah. He is great. Tony in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Yeah, that's great. They got him until they trade him like they do with everyone
with everybody else.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Should we start putting together a package for Skeens?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not going to pay him.
No, so, of course not.
Might as well.
Start working on it.
They're absolutely not going to pay him. And then wherever he goes, he's going to have great success. So why not us?
Right.
Hey, we'll take the 21 too. put it in the back. Put the 21 in right field.
We should. We should put the 21.
That's great.
Yes. Good point, Tony. Yes. Good point. Right. Good point.
I want the school out there, guys. It is an absolute joke of a fan base. It's a joke of a franchise. I mean, that ESPN article came back, you know, like 25 years ago about how basically with the revenue sharing, the Pirates owners were just taking it and putting it right in their pocket. I mean, genius from their standpoint. But from the fan standpoint, not good.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. I haven't been to the stadium, but everybody says it's like as good a stadium as there is in baseball. I've never been there, but it's a shame they don't have a team that lives up to it.
Well, Elliot says it's an overrated stadium.
Oh, Elliot says that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never been there either.
He's never been there.
No, he just, yeah. He doesn't like the love for PNC Park.
Even though he's never been there.
Yeah. Okay. Says it's overrated.
All right, there we go. Tony, you feel the Phillies are different or not different?
No. This is just prolonging the inevitable here, guys. Like, I get it. Hey, listen, 9 games, 7 wins. That's awesome. Unfortunately, as Ike will continue to say, this is all about October for this team. Like, I get it. It's a long season. We're excited. They're not chasing, which is where you got your panties in a bunch over there, Spike, and I get it.
Not just me. Everybody. Everybody.
Well, your panties were the highest at this point. But in this case, they still need to hit in October. This comes down to one thing. Like, last year, the goal was win the division. And that's what kind of the fans rallied around, right? There was this huge celebration for winning the division, but it's like, wait, we went to the World Series 2 years ago. Like, I'm sorry, I'm getting old. I'm getting gray hairs, guys. Dude, I need championships, man. I don't need 7-2 starts. I don't need the best record in baseball in May.
Yeah.
I don't need home field throughout. You know what I want? Yeah. I want championships. And until that happens, then this is just a let's just see when we get there. That's all this season is. I'm sorry. It's the Sixers have done this to us. I blame the Sixers.
Oh.
They have literally
exactly right. Yeah. What do you got to say about that, Spike?
It's unbelievable.
It is a fair point, though. It's a fair point.
100% a fair point.
Yes, but if the Sixers... okay, let's put this on pause for a second. Hang on, Tony. Let's say this year they come in and Embiid is not hurt. He is in the legitimately in the best shape of his life. They start off, you know, 7-2, and all of those things that you're telling me, we wouldn't be looking at it and saying, "Oh my God, this is the thing that we wanted."
No.
Of course, I would.
Well,
I think
no,
we
you would.
Well, no, but if
wait, no, we would say get past the second round.
Well, for sure, ultimately, but I think we have to look for the habits that will take us through October.
Yeah.
Are habits that we have to see in April.
That is very logical, and I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm not saying you're out of your mind for the way you would view it.
Sure.
I'm just saying for us, it's, I hate to say it, man, but Eagles winning the Super Bowl, they've gone to 2 in the last 3 years. Like, this is what we expect. This is what we want from every team in the city, championships. We want parades, man, every year. Parade.
But you can't win the parade you can't get the parade in April.
I understand that.
I think they're different. They feel different to me. Tony, and I know you say I got my highest panties in the bunch or whatever, but
bloomers.
Yeah, but the chasing drove everybody nuts. We talked about it all offseason. We talked about it all spring training. The players were asked about it, and it's different.
Listen.
Yes.
I get your point. It's great. It's through, again, it's 9 games. 2 of the teams that we've played are dismal. In fact, I think the Rockies have the lowest win, you know, over-under in the entire league.
Yeah.
So it's tough to really get that excited about that sweep. I get it. Again, 7 wins in 9 games is great, and they aren't chasing as much. It's literally 3 series, dude. I mean, we got to see this in October, and that's what it comes down to. It's all about October.
I agree with you. It has to happen in October. But as I just said, that seeing it in April gives me a much better hope that we will see it in October. Tony, for next question, give us something or someone that was big in the 80s.
Well, you stole it because you said Nintendo, so I appreciate that. So I pivoted to breakdancing.
Yes.
Breakdancing.
Now, that is a huge one. Yes.
Move a little bit back then.
Did you breakdance?
Oh, yeah. Well, I tried.
Everybody tried. Everybody,
you know, one thing
tried.
I wanted to do that I couldn't really do was the I couldn't get more than 2 rotations with the spin.
On your back.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't do the one where they constantly twisting. Like, I couldn't do it that way. If you give me two of them, I could get two of them in.
So there were the
I
two
do the rodeo,
the two big rap movies, the two big breakdancing movies were Beat Street and Breakin'.
Yeah.
Breakin', great flicks.
Yep.
And I think I've brought this up before. So they would sell the, you know, the breakdancers would do all their moves on a car. They would, like a flattened out cardboard box or whatever.
Yep.
But they started selling, like, breakdancing mats.
Yeah.
And Alfonso Ribeiro sold a breakdance mat on TV. Like, I remember the commercial for it. And I'm pretty sure, of course, I had it or whatever.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the first day, you probably got it before it even hit the market.
Yeah, but Ike was doing his backspins on gravel.
Let me tell you, no, on grass.
Okay, on
grass. Getting on grass. Not on gravel. That's that's pretty rough. Not even I could do it on gravel. I get the point, though, yes.
Okay.
It's on grass. And the funny thing when you say that, though.
Yeah.
I had a flashback being a kid and seeing Alfonso Ribeiro doing all these breakdancing commercials and for these with these mats he was selling. And he couldn't have been the furthest thing from the hood.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, that was his whole image was Carlton. Like, Carlton was selling the breakdance mat, of all people.
Well, and he became famous because of what?
Oh, the dance. The bad dance.
Yes.
The Carlton dance.
No.
Oh,
before then.
What?
The Thriller video with Michael.
Alfonso Ribeiro was in that?
Oh, Beat It. Was it Beat It? He might have been Beat It.
Yeah, he wasn't in Thriller.
No, I might have been Beat It.
Okay, yes.
It was one of the videos with Mike.
Okay. Oh, was he?
Was it a Pepsi commercial?
Maybe it was a Pepsi commercial.
Maybe
I don't think
Pepsi
he was
commercial.
In Beat It, yeah.
Yeah. One of them, he was dancing with Michael Jackson. That's how it got popular.
There it is. Took us 52 minutes to get to the point where Spike and Ike try to remember something that happened 30 years ago.
That's 40 almost.
Yes, that's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
Looks like a Pepsi commercial.
Yeah.
A Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Something.
215.
I was getting there, closer and closer.
215.
You got there, though. That's what counts.
Got there eventually. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies feel different? I say yes. Ike says, meh, maybe a little bit. Tell me in October.
Can I say one thing on the way out?
Yeah.
30 days.
That's your...
We need at least 30 games to see this. Can we see it for 30 games?
Sure.
I mean, I see nine games.
I just wanted to beat. I wanted two out of three from the Dodgers.
Yep,
we got two out of three, and game one and game three, which is exactly the way I wanted it.
Some people were saying they only needed one out of three.
Oh, right. Somebody here, as long as they were close.
Were
Elliot didn't even care if they got swept.
Yeah, he's already calling it win when they blew the lead yesterday.
Yeah.
In text messages. What a loser.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.